Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when you need them?
Here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Here we go. We're going to do a little combat pistol craft with, the master of combat pistol craft, in my opinion. And that would be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you getting along?
I'm getting along. I'm gonna try one thing one more time, and I want to lead off with this. Now two people were very instrumental in getting me to take a second look at Glock, and that was Dave and Steve Fisher.
Right.
And with the ascendance of one model of Glock that was out there, I finally found one that I could be completely happy with all the time as far as the form factor, which was the Glock 45, the G45, the 9mm with the Glock 19 link slide and the Glock 17 length grip, which is a gun that you carry, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to give it one more shot.
Okay, you'll be excited to hear this then.
Oh.
Timney, if you're familiar with Timney Triggers.
Yes.
Has come out with their Glock trigger. And as I was told and currently understand, I haven't confirmed or denied this yet, but it is the first and only trigger group that Glock acts off on or supports being used in the gun. So it's kind of like, there's nothing OEM about it. It's so mechanically different. It's cool. You know what I mean? He cracked the code on it first time out of the box, out of the gate. And evidently, the initial feedback on the trigger group itself, it's basically going to change the way people look at and shoot Glocks from here on out.
Now, what's going to be different about this trigger? Because, you know, my problem with the Glock is even though the Gen 5 is a better trigger, my problem with Glock is the grip angle, which causes the trigger to be a little further away, and I'm pushing it when I try to reach around it.
You're going to have to adjust your primary gun hand. You know, your primary gun hand interface with a pistol needs to support trigger finger placement. Remember, we talked about that before.
Yes.
Instead of gripping the pistol first or trying to establish your firing grip first and then place your finger on the trigger in a controlled manner, you know, make sure the pistol is unloaded and cleared, slide forward, control the pistol with your non-firing hand, and place your finger on the trigger first, and then roll your gun hand in onto the frame or the grip and find where that is on the pistol with your hand. That makes sense in respect to where your finger is in trigger clean and straight to the rear.
No torquing. If I locate the gun where I think I'm going to find it, I may call you up and see when you're going to be in town where you live, and I may have to get in the car, and I may have to, instead of you telling me how to do this, I may have to come down and let you show me.
Okay, well, dig this, man. Here's actually what you need to do. Your grip, you need to, it's actually funny we're talking about this because I figured something out in respect to how best to describe what you're actually doing with the pistol in your hand. And if you're not firing it, you should be controlling it. Well, not only physically controlling it, but applying muscle awareness at the same time, maintaining positive physical control. And I was like, how many different ways are there to control the pistol? How many different ways do you need to know how to control the pistol when you're not firing it? For example, performing a slide lock load, any kind of loading, tack loading, action loading, how do you physically function the controls when you're using both hands on the gun or with the pistol in your right hand or the pistol in your left hand? And even then, that's not going to be the same. You understand what I mean?
I do.
If you step back and take a look at what we're actually trying to accomplish, is it really that big of a deal? I don't know. I just like to give people options and to look at and things to consider. Because what it boils down to is no matter how you hold on to the gun, these four things have to happen. Whether you're using your control grip or, you know, like, for example, if you have the pistol in a ready position, let's just say you're using both hands on the gun with a pistol in position stool, center chest, muzzle down. Well, the moment you get positive threat recognition and make the decision to engage, the moment you decide to engage, you should be mounting the gun, thereby transitioning from your control grip on the gun into your firing grip. And prior to the gun actually going bang, and this is a timing related issue, your firing grip has to be solid to allow for proper function because it's recoil operated. It's got to be steady and supportive aiming. Depending on, you know, whether you're using two hands, right hand or left hand only, you've got to be able to be centrally located enough where you can operate the pistol's controls. And the fourth point of interest is in line with the third point of interest, not only being able to operate the pistol's controls properly, but not interfere with the pistol's controls during the actual cycle of operation or the firing process. You see what I mean?
I do.
If you remember those four bullets, that's it, man. It doesn't matter. Because here's what I've learned over time. Based on, you know, an individual's physiology, the size of their hands, strength of their hands, forearms.
I tell you what. Before you tell that, because we're coming up on the break, hold that up, and we'll review that because I got a few other things concerning this I want to bring up. CombatSpeed.com is Dave's website. As he goes along, he's getting ready to start posting classes on that, and you know, Combat Speed LLC, being an alum of that particular school, I'm going to become one. And also, if you like a good guitar riff, go check out Dave's Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and he was supposed to start telling us a few things that we need to know when it comes to shooting a gun, gripping a gun, getting ready to let it rip. Would you like to pick that up there, sir?
Yeah, just a quick reinforcement of the 4 points of interest. In respect to your grip, this is what you should be evaluating your grip by. Is it solid? Is it steady to support aiming? You need to be able to, you know, comfortably function and operate the pistol's controls, but you should not physically interfere with the pistol's controls during the cycle of operation or the actual firing process. Because, you know, the end result would be a shooter-induced malfunction. Because the point I was trying to make is, you know, what works for me may not work for you.
Right.
And, you know, if you're some cat with small hands, why am I showing you what I can do with my meat cleavers when it would be a physical impossibility for you to even try to mimic the same thing? It shouldn't work like that. You know what I mean? Give them what they need to know and understand, because they're going to have to possess a certain level of self-awareness to even begin to pay attention and analyze what they're actually doing when the gun's going bang.
Right.
You know what I mean? It takes
right.
a little bit of time and experience to learn how to do that. But it can be done in short order. You know, but you got to know, kind of know what the goal is or know what it is you're trying to accomplish in order to understand and break out the requirements of what you're going to have to learn and know how to do in order to achieve the goal in the first place.
Well, and I think that's where the rub comes, doesn't it, for a student, is when they're trying to figure something out, unless they have that kind of analytical breakdown that they can bring to bear while trying to figure out what it is they're trying to do and how to correct it. That's what lacks in a lot of cases, and this is why we need to find a Dave Harrington out here to show us these things.
No, not find a Dave Harrington. Find me, the Dave Harrington. I'll make it right.
I have no doubt about that. I don't think there's more than one of you, Dave.
The fact of the matter is, I've been working on a new program, and I have a very aggressive approach to the program because I labeled it as an advanced modern combat hang. I can't even get my thoughts straight. Advanced modern combat pistol program.
Right.
Well, what does that actually mean? It could mean anything I want it to mean, right?
Right.
So here's what I'm getting at. What I'm doing is right up front, I have what I call an academics in brief. Okay?
Right.
To the best of my knowledge and experience and the things that I figured out and know to be true, I developed a 50-minute brief that accurately is organized and prioritized and delivered in a manner in which you don't really have time to take notes. You just need to pay attention and get it. But your dual task, the training participant is dual task to conduct their own self-analysis balanced against the information that I'm putting out. Because the way the information is going to be presented is the training participants will be in the receive mode and the only person transmitting will be me. And hopefully the way it shakes out is by the time I give you the one over the world in respect to what it is you need to know and be able to do to become the action guy or action figure you want to be, I basically give you the key to the castle right up front, provide you an opportunity to do run your own self-analysis, take notes accordingly based on, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses, because what I've come to find out is most important. A lot of people take this for granted, but what is most important before you even commit to the task, you have to know and understand the moving parts and what that goal is going to require you to know and be able to do. And if you don't know and can't do, you need to, how steep is your learning curve going to be? Because the true balance point is, what is your life's balance in respect to the amount of time, energy, and resources that you can commit to training? But more importantly, the time, energy, and resources that are going to get chewed up practicing and rehearsing. Yeah. And, you know, therein lies the train wreck. I get a little chuckle out of this one, man. Check this out. I've had to learn how to take a compliment, you know, every once in a while. But it's not that big of a deal. Because I should be good at what I do. It's because it is what I do. You know right. What I mean?
Well, do me a favor. You know? Hang on, because I got a couple of questions about that as well. ComatSpeed.com is the website. It is a work in progress, and Dave is getting ready to get out there and start running and gunning with students very shortly. Check out his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the atmosphere is reloading to drop damaging and dangerous storms from Texas to Georgia. This after severe weather drilled the plains and the Mississippi Valley this week. Storms including what meteorologists called preliminary tornadoes damaged homes in Louisiana yesterday. President Biden is signing executive actions aimed at new gun restrictions.
To turn pain into purpose and demand that we take the action that gives meaning to the word enough.
Biden also tapping a big gun control advocate to lead the ATF. David Chipman was a veteran at the ATF before joining a gun control group. Chipman saying at one point in time that new gun buyers in their own mind may think they're competent, but they're really putting themselves and their families in danger. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. First-time unemployment claims rose last week to 744,000. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com. He says the increase of 16,000 over the previous week's adjusted report is tied directly to the fact that businesses are still suffering because of the ongoing economic issues related to the pandemic.
So it's not totally surprising to see this sort of one step back, one step sideways, and occasionally one step forward with the economy. But this isn't the direction we want to see these new claims going. And I do think, you know, longer term, we will see further improvement.
All schools across America should be fully open for in-person learning by the fall. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who told ABC News that schools can reopen their doors even if students and staff members aren't fully vaccinated. She said there will be a few vaccines authorized for use in children over the age of 12 by the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the Reformation line, Providence, the Militia line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about, I'm going to be picking up this Glock 45 again one more time. We haven't even gotten to the reasons for that yet, but let me ask you this. This is one question I've been dying to ask you, and I just never think to ask you. But when you were telling us, so is the big problem that any student has when they go to a class like yours, is that going to be if they don't know how to diagnose their issues and resolve them and get back on what they tried to learn with you, is that what you're going to try to teach them? Am I hearing this right? In order for them to diagnose a problem that might arise after they've taken a combat speed class?
Oh, wow, man. I'm not sure I hung with you on that one, dude.
You were talking about giving them...
Right at the end.
Yeah.
What I try to do, but I think I got your answer, bro.
Okay.
In some respects, you're asking me what can people expect participating, right?
I don't think it's so much that. You were talking about how you diagnose what you're doing wrong with the gun. I've seen Steve Fisher do that.
Sure.
So that's not something that I've ever thought to do or try to break down and actually articulate that in my head. And where I think I see a lot of people make a mistake is when they go to a class. And then they've taken the class, and they're trying to retain and imitate everything they learned. And, you know, it's they're trying to cram an awful lot of technique and changes and everything into a day, 2 days, a few hours, whatever it is.
Right. Is, no, I understand that. But the let's talk about what is training, okay?
Okay.
If you're going to invest your hard-earned money and, you know, your time and your resources into a training gig, get what you pay for. However, it's on the trainer, and based on, you know, what he's doing and why he's doing it and how many, you know, people he's doing it for, everything's got to balance out. What's the desired end state? What's the focus? If you're going to come to, like, if I were to run a comprehensive program, instead of getting ABC, you're going to get the whole alphabet. I'm going to expose you to everything that you not only want to know, but it's the stuff you don't even know you know to ask for. You're going to have a thorough working knowledge of how everything works. That's what, that's the driving point of interest behind this, program that I'm currently working on. I'm going to run a gig in Camden, Tennessee. James Yeager was kind enough to let me use his range facility, and host me there for a gig. And that's where I'm basically based on my life's balance. I am going to do a live fire hot wash of the program with a training crew here, in the next week, 10 days, something like that.
Right.
But I'm very excited about it, man. And, you know, it's a work in progress.
Do you drive to Camden from where you're at?
I'm going to this time, yes.
How long of a drive is that for you?
I want to say it's right at 12 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to split the trip. Take 2 days to get up there.
Yeah.
Drive one day and be there the next.
I think I'm done trying.
I don't know, man. I didn't even really consider flying this time because I drove up there the last time, and, you know, because I daisy chained a bunch of smaller gigs together. Plus, I was going to see my father and all that. Coming back on task, what else you got for me, man? You said you had a couple of questions. That was one of them. We shot that one down. What else you got?
Well, I mean, the reason I'm going to take another look at this is a bunch of reasons. I've got a bunch of holsters for the Glock. I'm very familiar with the Glock. I've got a bunch of magazines for the Glock.
Okay, but now you're coming off of what? What did you ever settle down on?
CZP-10.
Pardon me?
CZP-10.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But, you know, the biggest thing about the Glock is that the Glock is sort of like the AR, the 1911. It's sort of out there in the hinterworlds. It's sort of a ubiquitous platform, and if something bad were to happen and we had to be running around doing all kinds of crazy things, I would probably be able to find things for Glocks out there more readily.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Glock dominates about, last I knew, was 80% of the world market.
Yeah.
If you're going to run into a blaster in some outback area, it would be probably a Glock. But the Timney trigger is supposed to change the game.
Now, is this going to be flat? Is it going to be curved?
Dude, just YouTube it, bro.
I'll check it out. Timney Glock trigger, I guess, right?
Yeah, Timney Glock trigger. Yeah. But
now,
there
was a time, Dave, when I could take a Glock if it was made by one builder. If I could get my hands on an Agency Arms Glock, I could shoot that.
Okay.
And cool. It was because of the trigger.
Well, I get it, dude, but a Glock trigger is always going to be a Glock trigger until now.
Yeah.
evidently Timney has cracked the code. And I'm super interested in it. As a matter of fact, I'm so interested in it. I was told last night, and I ordered two of them, you know, in the next 5 minutes. So I'm waiting for them to get here because I've got to do timeline rehearsals and stuff like that to get ready for the gig. And I want to break in these new triggers and get on top of them.
Gotcha. How are you doing for ammo? Did you have enough already stored up before
That's
all this?
Secret, dude.
Okay.
That's a secret. No information provided, man. No, I'm just joking. I actually have not been hurting for ammunition at all because I manage myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know what my consumption rates are, you know, my annual consumption rates, and I manage all that, man. So I've not got hurt by the ammo shortage at all.
Well, let me get you to hang on one more time.
Roger that.
We are coming up on the break, and I'm going to find this Glock. And when I do, I'm going to go down to wherever Dave's at the particular time, or I'm going to wait till he's going to be where he normally is. And I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to film this because I'm going to need to refer to this later. But, yeah, I think I'm going to give it one more go before I finally toss it. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington, and we've been talking about two things, which I'm going to say this simply because I'm excited about it, but just in the interest of disclosure, I have no connection with Timney Triggers. I suppose you probably know some people there, but I don't think they do anything with you for you.
No, I just bought them. Not right.
This is called the, if you want to go looking for this trigger, this is called the Alpha Competition Series, and they have them for generations 5, 3, let me see, I think it's 5, 3, 4, and 5. Yep, 3, 4, and 5. And on their website, it's a game changer, and it's a straight trigger. That's my thing. I like a straight trigger. I will put, if I find the gun, I'll order the trigger.
I can't wait to get them and get them installed.
Yeah.
I've got quite a bit of gun work to do, and it'd be real nice to be able to do it and figure those triggers out.
Yeah.
As soon as possible. You know?
That is.
What was the other one?
What was the other what? Question?
Point of interest.
Well, the point of interest, I've been looking at this stuff, and I mean, I used to watch this stuff all the time. Now I watch very little of it. But the other day I saw some videos with some instructors, and they're going through all of these postures and all these other things. Like they'll set themselves up in a very close proximity to three targets with two on the left and right, one dead in center, And instead of doing what I would do, which would be to grab the guy on my left and sweep him in between me and the two other guys,
Why would you not just blast him, dude?
Well, I'd be blasting him while I'm pulling him into it.
I wouldn't waste time and energy, man. I'd just go to work.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd go to work the way these guys are going to work, Dave. I think you'd be much more practical about it.
I understand your point, man. And, you know, people need to understand, you know, you should never underestimate the value of the visual impression. But when it comes to skill, you know, you can rehearse any specific exercise. lead, and you're, you know, as doing it as quickly as possible, reflected by the lowest possible time on the clock. But what are you gaining from that? Yeah, it's a measure of skill, but that's not what I, that's kind of a canned action. It's got nothing to do with a reality-based decision-making process that you should be constantly, you know, looping on when you're working or, you know, out and about gunned up. I'll give you some, excuse me, I'll give you a simple example. 5-point contingency plan. Okay, if you're going to be situationally aware, you know, everybody's real big into situational awareness, and I am as well, supported 100%. But what about being tactically alert? You can be situationally aware and still get run over if you're not careful. But you need to be tactically alert as well. So how does that work? Well, if you're operating as a concealed carry person in a defensive mode, more of a defensive type scenario, as long as you're in line with your rules of engagement, several things have to happen. I'm running this continuous loop of detect, locate, and, you know, positively identify the threat. Then I'm going to have to make a decision in respect to, am I going to engage? Do I need to engage? Is there any reason I should? You go through that little psychosis and commit to the engagement. Well, what terrain are you in? Do you have the tactical advantage in respect to the terrain? Do you know where, you know, and have you evaluated available cover, concealment, respectively? And do you have an out? Do you have an escape route that you can just, it may be as simple as lay down a base of fire to break contact. And you don't just, I mean, there's a certain amount of intuitive, you know, human instinct to survive that allows you to capitalize and do these things. But it's also a learned behavior to consciously, you know, consider that just one of the baseline tasks your brain is fully capable of, you know, performing right along with everything else you're doing.
Right.
I'm just trying to put emphasis on people, you know, if you're going to start getting into conversations about situational awareness, go the extra, put the effort, extra effort and time into the aspect of being tactically alert as well. They should go hand in hand. You shouldn't be able to discuss one without discussing the other. What else you got?
Well, I guess this stuff that I see, though, with some of these guys that are out there.
Right.
When I see the technique that they're putting out there, I, you know, when I was in the military, they told us that they had taken the M16 down, as far as the instructional curricula, down to a sixth grade level.
Okay.
And, you know, with some people, with so many new gun owners out there today and all this other stuff, for me, that would be sort of confusing if I look at something and I'm like, oh, so I've got to jump over two bales of hay. Oh, I've got to be able to bend over and turn left and turn the gun sideways and hit the target accurately.
Right.
And
all that's going to be required of you.
Well,
in combat,
yeah.
I mean, you have to be prepared to answer the mail on all levels. See, that's the unique thing about gunfighting. The amount of knowledge and ability you bring to it, does not change the responsibility, you know, in respect to the possible outcome. And that's just the way it is.
Right.
So, you know, and there is a, if you look at it on a national level, as far as the amount of new gun owners and blah, 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 and statistical negligent incidents occurring, I don't know how you would be able to correlate. One, I don't know how you'd be able to collect the information in the first place, let alone correlate it all, and come up with like a percentage of I don't really know how to describe what I'm want to say.
Nah.
Other than I'll refer to the Ken Hackathorn 2% rule. Okay? Which is, no matter what you're doing, and this applies to any performance-oriented type endeavor. Some people, 2% rule, being 2% of the total that make the effort, have no business interacting with firearms whatsoever.
Hmm.
They just don't have what it takes.
Well, before we're running out of time here.
To do it safely.
Yeah, I understand. I've seen that. I have seen that. So.
Right.
In any event, we'll try to get back on schedule next week and get things back the way they were. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care and be safe.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, right. Going to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.